Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kwana. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Kwana. I just got off the phone with Capital One, the fraudulent department. I did a survey about Home Depot for your company, and they said just pay shipping and handling, which is $5. Well, I gave all my information to your company and my credit card number. Of course, they shut it down. They stopped it. But I need you to take all my, because y'all wanted to charge me $59.85. Instead of $5, it's just pay shipping and handling for $5. That's a bunch of crap. I'm glad Capital One was paying attention. Because I'm not paying $60 for some little plastic vacuum. Why do y'all do that? You say you only pay $5 shipping and handling. Then you hit people's cards for $60.
Okay, and when you order, it does stay in the terms and conditions that you will be enrolled into a monthly membership. I do apologize if you didn't read those terms and conditions, but it does explain about the enrollments.
Okay, just because the only thing I read was after I got through with the survey was the little Dyson thing. It doesn't even look like it plugs in, but it says you just pay shipping and handling. So, no, I didn't read it all, so maybe I guess I'll pay attention more next time.
May I have your zip code, please?
38485. Isn't that a cool zip code? 38485.
And the first and last name?
Susan Stewart. S-T-E-W.
Okay, yes, I do see that you have the Bite Hub, which is a mobile app. It helps you focus on how to use real food to boost your energy. As I stated, it is stated in the terms and conditions about that enrollment. And give me one moment, I cancel out that account.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that account has been canceled.
All right, sweetie. Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.